Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
The Physics of Accelerating Spacecraft in the Expanse by Rhett Alene. If you like science fiction, I can recommend a show for you, The Expanse. It takes place in the not-so-distant future, all right here in our own solar system. There are no pew-pew lasers or faster-than-light space travel. When humans are on a spacecraft, they either float around or use magnetic boots, except when the spacecraft is accelerating. There are no inertial dampeners in The Expanse. Not only that, but it has interesting characters and a compelling plot. I like it a lot. As it turns out, The Expanse has 3 seasons all on the Sci-Fi Network, but they did not renew for season 4. My plan was to write a physics piece about The Expanse to encourage another studio to pick it up. It seems my plan might have already worked, as Amazon Studios might be taking over, hopefully. Okay, now for some physics. If you look at the flashback scene that showed the invention of the Epstein drive, the basic idea is that the spacecraft used some type of nuclear fusion rockets, and the dude figured out a way to make them more efficient. I guess that means more thrust with less fuel. But why can't the pilot move his hand during the acceleration? Let me start with a seemingly completely unrelated experiment. There are 2 cars on a low-friction track. They're just sitting there, the track is level, and they are not moving and not accelerating. Boring, but important. I should point out that there are magnetic bumpers on these 2 cars. These magnets can push the cars apart when they get close, but right now they're far enough apart that there is no force. You can think of this magnetic bumper like a spring. In fact, I would have used a spring, but I didn't find a suitable one. The 2 cars represent parts of a human's body. There is no compression between these 2 body parts, so the human would feel weightless. This human is in deep outer space, far away from any large gravitational objects, so that the human is indeed actually weightless. What about a human standing on Earth? Well, then you would have the same 2 cars with the track inclined a bit. There's a large block that prevents the red car from moving, and this would be like the floor on Earth. There's really only one difference in this case, in that the 2 cars are closer together. The magnetic spring has to be compressed some in order for the red car to push up on the blue car. The human in this case would not feel weightless. The human would feel normal. Hopefully, it's clear that I'm trying to make a human feeling model. The distance between these 2 cars is a measure of how a human feels, at least in terms of weight. Are you ready for the next case? What if I put these 2 cars on a level track and then push one of the cars with my finger so that it accelerates? I'm pushing the blue car to the right so that it accelerates. But what about the red car? It also accelerates to the right, but I'm not pushing it. Instead, the red car accelerates from this magnetic spring between the 2 cars. This is what happens when you have a human in a car, an actual car that is speeding up. The seat pushes forward on the human, and then the internal parts of the human push on each other. I'm sure you've been in an accelerating car before, right? You know what it feels like. It feels sort of like the car is leaning back. This acceleration feels exactly like gravity because both compress that spring between your body parts. And there you have Einstein's equivalence principle. An accelerating reference frame is equivalent to a gravitational field. And here is your answer to the crushing acceleration of the Epstein drive. The acceleration of the spacecraft is just like a super high gravitational field. On the surface of the Earth, the gravitational field pulls mass down 9.8 newtons for every kilogram. And we call this 1G, since the gravitational field uses the symbol G. This would be equivalent to an acceleration of 9.8 meters per second squared. So if you feel 8 Gs, that would be the same as a planet in which you weigh 8 times as much on Earth. That means your hand that normally has a weight of 5 newtons would feel like it's 40 newtons, 1 pound to 8 pounds. Of course, you have to lift more than your hand to turn off an accelerating spacecraft, especially when you disable the voice commands. The whole arm might have a normal weight of 35 newtons, 8 pounds, such that it would feel like 284 newtons, 64 pounds. While some people might be able to lift a 64-pound dumbbell, a man that was living on Mars probably couldn't. The gravitational field on the surface of Mars is only 3.8 newtons per kilogram. You don't have to be quite as strong to move around on Mars as you do on Earth. But wait, I have one more case to point out how humans feel weight. Let's go back to the two cars on the track. What would happen if I let them accelerate by rolling down an incline? Here, both cars are accelerating close to the same value as when I pushed one of them. However, the magnetic spring is not compressed. This situation represents a human in a gravitational field without a floor, such as a person in free fall or an astronaut in orbit. In both cases, there is a gravitational force on the human, but this gravitational force causes the human to accelerate. There is a big difference between acceleration due to gravity and an acceleration due to some other force. For the two cars, the gravitational force pulls on both cars to cause them to accelerate. There is no need for a compressed magnetic spring to make the other car. Remember, these cars represent body parts to accelerate. Since there is no spring compression, you, the human, would feel weightless. And yes, this is why astronauts feel weightless in orbit, even though there is indeed gravity in space.